Wednesday, July the 31st. It's almost August. That's how days work. Welcome back, everybody, to For the Numbers, presented by FTNFantasy.com. My name is Adam. Here on the 31st of July, just one day before the Hall of Fame game, which, not quite as exciting as it could have been. We got the word that Caleb Williams will not play, but it's football nonetheless. It's the real sign of the NFL season being oh so close. And we're all going to watch that game anyway. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if Caleb Williams is playing. We're watching that game. Maybe not in its entirety, but we're watching it. Today on the episode, we're talking about some tiers, quarterback tiers in 2024 at the position. Also go over some more news. It feels like we're getting actual pretty significant news every single day now, which is always exciting. We'll do the quarterback position today. Heath Cummings from CBS Fantasy will be joining me on Thursday to break down the wide receivers. And we'll close out with running backs and tight ends Friday and then next week as well. But yeah, FTN Fantasy is the place to be right now. There's so much amazing stuff over on the site. Have to start with the advanced stats hub, the revamped stats hub. I've just been, the tab has been open for weeks, days, however long. I've just been finding new stuff every single day. You want to find how this player did in pre-snap motion? You can find it. How this wide receiver did against cover two shells? You can find it. How this quarterback did against the blitz? It's there. How this wide receiver did with first read targets? Yep, got that too. Running backs in a certain scheme, whether you want a power scheme, a duo scheme, outside zone, inside zone. Yep, that's there too. Everything you can think of. Temperature. You want to talk about the quarterback contracts with Tua Tagovailoa? Oh, he can't play in the cold. You can find out exactly in certain temperatures what Tua does. The FTN Advanced Stats Hub revamped. It is awesome. Check that out on the site as well as all the other amazing content. I'm telling you, if you just pair, let alone everything else we have, but if you pair the Stats Hub, Jeff Ratcliffe's game plan draft guide, and the FTN Almanac, led by Aaron Schatz and company, you're set. And again, that's not even including the projections, the rankings, the tools, the podcasts, everything. So check it out, FTNFantasy.com. Before we get to the quarterback position, let's go over some news. We'll start in Chicago. DJ Moore, four-year, $110 million contract extension. Almost $83 million guaranteed. He had 2 years left in the deal, but the Bears said, you know what? You were great last season. You are a key piece of what we're trying to build here alongside Caleb Williams. So, DJ Moore, 27 years old. You feel even better about him in Dynasty going forward. Not that you felt bad about him, because, yes, they had Keenan Allen, but we all fully expect Keenan Allen to be there for this year, and that's about it. So, you have Rome. You now have DJ Moore, set to go until, 2028? Pretty good. 2029, actually. Pushing 2029, at least. And yeah, DJ Moore was awesome last season. According to FTN's, the aforementioned FTN Advanced Stats Hub, DJ Moore, third among wide receivers in EPA per target last season, behind only Nico Collins and Brandon Ayuk. He was a top 10 wide receiver last season. He's been awesome for years, despite not having the most ideal quarterback situations. So yeah, DJ Moore, love to see that. Well-deserved. He's an awesome player. Some more news around the association. Like I did mention, we did have those contract extensions for Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa. Crazy. Every single week, almost, it feels like a new quarterback is now the highest paid quarterback in the league. Jordan Love, the highest paid quarterback in the history of the NFL. Pretty interesting. I'm not saying Jordan Love is not good, because I fully believe he's good, and what we showed last year is a sign of things to come. But it is interesting that, Green Bay sees really what was a half of really good football from Jordan Love, and no hesitations, let's pay him the money, and Dallas is still here, just kind of stuck. Dak Prescott's been a top 10 quarterback for a handful of years now, and nothing. So, Jordan Love, obviously an elite dynasty quarterback, especially with the extension. Tua's in that second, third tier for me, but he still loved the contract extension, led the NFL in passing yards last season, I believe. Did struggle down the stretch, and we have seen a little bit different with him, where against the best competition, and of course when the weather gets cold, he has been much less productive. But I don't, like, what's Miami supposed to do? I mean, like, the quarterback position is just too important. Tua has been really, really good in the system. So, good for both players having that contract security. The Chargers, I feel like we're getting stuff out of the Chargers every day, too. A lot of position battles going on there. A lot of interesting fantasy storylines. Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins splitting first-team reps during Tuesday's practice. Edwards has been a little bit banged up. He had off-season surgery. Then, obviously, Dobbins recovering from the Achilles. I don't know. It's probably going to be a full-on split between Edwards and Dobbins. So, at this point, not that I'm insanely high on either player, but it feels like I'm just going to, if I am going to draft anybody in this backfield, just take whoever's going later. And unless we get some crazy progress from Dobbins, I doubt he passes Edwards on the in the ADP, especially because Gus probably is the unquestioned goal line back. But yeah, it's pretty clearly an uphill battle for somebody like Kamani Vidal, though the opportunity is definitely still there. Out of Pittsburgh, we still have Russell Wilson with the calf, so we're seeing a lot of first-team reps for Justin Fields, who's been very up and down, but showing a lot of flashes. This calf isn't something we should just... I mean, look, Russell Wilson's been missing a lot of time, and not that I believe it's the same, you know, level of Joe Burrow's, but Joe Burrow was out a lot with that calf in the preseason last season, and it clearly impacted his play to start last season. So these calf injuries, definitely something to keep an eye on. And then yesterday, Roman Wilson left. He was carted off with an ankle injury. They're calling him week to week, according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. You definitely don't like injuries, but especially for rookie promising wide receivers who need all these reps and to get more and more acclimated with the offense. It's good that he's probably going to be good for week one, but you really want him to get these reps. It really doesn't benefit any of the wide receivers. Like, George Pickens was obviously guaranteed to see a really healthy target share to start with regardless. And then, like, we're not really going there with Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin. Just don't think that's going to be fantasy relevant. Does make me just even higher on Pat Freiermuth than I already was, but definitely don't like to see Roman Wilson, you know, week to week, but at least he should be good to go for week one. Other news, I mean, Will Shipley has seen a couple reps with the first team. Gainwell's been seeing some first team reps. Obviously, Barkley's seeing them. I'm not reading too much into it. Although the Eagles have not been able to quit Kenny Gainwell for what it's worth. So, Rashad Penny retired at the age of 28. Struggled with some injuries, obviously. But man, when he was healthy, you know, that 2021 end of that season where he was awesome. Was, you know, with Carolina, but he has retired from the NFL. So that backfield, not that we expected it to be any different, but Jonathan Brooks, Chuba Hubbard, and Miles Sanders. I think that's about it for the news. So let's get to quarterback tiers. All right, so the quarterback position, always seemingly just massively, massively deep in fantasy football. No different this season, probably only even more so deep because of the rookie class being so good and players breaking out last season. So let's start with the first tier. From me, most people probably have the top three in this first tier. I do have four. It's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and I did put Lamar Jackson in this tier. He is at the bottom of the tier, but he's in the tier for me. I have seen some discussion about Josh Allen. Not that Josh Allen shouldn't be in this tier, but like, should he be third? Should he be even fourth because of the loss of Stephon Diggs? And to that, I will provide you with this. We know from week 11 on last season, Stephon Diggs was really, really bad. Wasn't even close to a must-start fantasy wide receiver. During that span, 4.8 receptions, 45 receiving yards per game. He scored just one touchdown. He averaged 10.2 PPR points per game. The wide receiver 42 in fantasy during that span. And despite all those struggles in the middle of that stretch, Josh Allen, he fell all the way down to the QB1 in fantasy. That's right. He was still the QB1 in fantasy. He had a lot of rushing touchdowns. I will say that that definitely played a role. But, like, yes, I'm not expecting 15 rushing touchdowns from Josh Allen again. But I'm probably expecting 8 to 10. In weeks 11 to 18, when Joe Brady took over the offense, Allen accounted for 19% of Buffalo's designed rushing attempts. That was at 10% in Ken Dorsey's offense. He had 42% of the team's carries from inside the 5-yard line in Joe Brady's offense. That was at 12% in Ken Dorsey's. So, you look at training camp right now, Keon Coleman has been really, really impressive. Curtis Samuel's been really, really impressive. I'm just not getting cute with Josh Allen. He's still elite. Patrick Mahomes, 18.4 PPR or fantasy points per game last season, well behind Allen, Hurts, and Lamar. But we know the wide receiver position was just not good last season. What did they do this offseason? Draft Xavier Worthy, sign Marquise Brown. I mean, Mahomes last year completed just 31.6% of his deep passes. That was 33rd among qualified quarterbacks. But that's going to change this season. And Mahomes, he's not going to give you the rushing production of Allen, Lamar, or Hurts. But he has at least 300 rushing yards in 4 straight seasons. Still the best quarterback on the planet. He should climb well over 20 fantasy points per game this season. Hurts, I love the fact that Kellen Moore's there, giving him way more of these layup attempts in the passing game. He was bottom 5 in average yards of separation per pass attempt last season, according to FTN data. So the more pre-snap motion is going to help him. Of course, he's giving you a ton of rushing production too. He's averaging 12.6 rushing touchdowns per year over the last 3 seasons, coming off a career high in passing yards and passing touchdowns as well. So he's obviously still in the elite tier. And Lamar Jackson, top 5 fantasy quarterback last season, despite missing Mark Andrews for almost half the year, did set a career high in passing attempts and yards in Todd Monken's offense. And the Ravens' early down pass rate of 57.8% was their highest rate in 15 years. It was also a top 7 rate in the NFL. So maybe it climbs even higher. Maybe they throw the ball a little bit more because Andrews is going to be healthy. And maybe they expect more from Rashad Bateman. Still obviously going to be a run-first offense, but more aggressive on early downs in the passing game for Baltimore. Tier 2 for me features 3 players. It's Kyler Murray, Anthony Richardson, and CJ Stroud. All players that I think could easily climb into that, like finish into that first tier at the end of the season. Let's start with Anthony Richardson, who, small sample size, but I mean, yeah, he's my quarterback 5 right now. He really only played the majority of the snaps twice last year. He was a quarterback 4 and quarterback 2 in those games. Weeks 2 and week 5, he left early, but he was on pace for easily top 10 fantasy performances again, especially in week 2 when he scored nearly 18 fantasy points in just a half of football. You saw the RPO offense giving him a lot of production. 6.3 rushing attempts, 34 rushing yards per game, 4 total touchdowns rushing through those first 2 full games. He had 3 carries from inside the 5-yard line from weeks 1 to 5, and he had 18% of the designed rushing attempts during that span. 0.73 fantasy points per dropback, highest in the NFL. Again, small sample size, but I love everything about Richardson. I love the offense. I love the skill position players. I love the pace. Colts, fastest pace offense in the NFL. Richardson, obvious breakout candidate at the quarterback position. I think he's going to be top 5 at the very least. Then there's Kyler Murray, who obviously was recovering from the ACL last season, only played 8 games, made his debut in week 10. But from then on, he was almost 19 fantasy points per game. There were 0 limitations on using Kyler's mobility coming off the ACL. 5.5 rushing attempts, 30.5 rushing yards per game. You add Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride broke out, and Kyler dating back to, I think, 2022 or 2021, in his last, I think it's 19 regular season games, he's rushed for at least 30 yards in like 14 of them. So the high floor's there. I think the ceiling's there. Remember, back in 2020 when he was healthy, only Josh Allen scored more fantasy points than Kyler. Granted, not the same Cliff Kingsbury fast-paced offense, but I like Kyler quite a bit nonetheless. And then CJ Stroud, because he's not giving you the rushing production, like, he's going to have to throw for like 4,800 to 5,000 yards and 40 plus touchdowns, most likely. But he was amazing last season. Probably the best deep ball passer in the NFL. Quarterback 10 in fantasy points per game as a rookie. And they just added Stephon Diggs. So if anybody's, you know, he's probably one of the favorites to lead the NFL in passing yards, but it will be hard for him to get into that top tier without a good amount of rushing production. Third tier for me features Joe Burrow, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, and Jaden Daniels. Prescott's probably my least favorite player in this tier. He would probably be ranked the lowest for me. He was amazing last season, obviously. Almost 21 fantasy points per game. From week 8 on, he was the best quarterback pretty much in the league. Averaged 290 passing yards, 2.7 passing touchdowns, 24 fantasy points per game. He had 400 passing attempts. Like, the defense was still good, but there was zero run game. That's probably going to be the same. Maybe the defense is slightly worse, and the run game's definitely worse, I think. So hopefully CeeDee Lamb just gets his extension, and then, you know, Dak can throw to him 12 times a game. Joe Burrow is probably one of the most interesting players in this tier and in fantasy. Obviously went into last season with that calf. Was not the same player weeks 1 through 4. There was zero play action. He was getting the only Tua got the ball out faster than Burrow. Like, they really wanted to limit his mobility because he wasn't able to move as well. Then week 5 happened where he was finally healthy, went up against the Cardinals and went off. And then from weeks 5 to 10, Joe Burrow, 4th in passing yards, 3rd in touchdown passes, 6th in fantasy points. So he was great. And then, of course, his season ended in week 11 with the wrist injury. But if he's 100%, he'll be really, really good. You still have Chase. You still have Higgins. You still have a pass-first offense. So, and then Jaden Daniels, yes, he belongs in this tier. And I think there's just so much upside with him. Because on a per-dropback basis, he's giving you rushing production, and he's going to throw the ball deep. Last year at LSU, best deep ball passer in college football, led all of college football in deep passing touchdowns with 20. He had over 1,300 yards on deep passes last season, was very accurate. And I was actually at Washington Commanders training camp on Tuesday. And it was Jaden Daniels' best practice so far in camp. There was a huge emphasis on the deep passes to McLaurin and Dotson. And Daniels was awesome. Like, there was one down the sideline to Olamide Zaccheaus that was just dropped in a bucket. Dotson talked about it after practice about how great he is throwing the deep ball. McLaurin mentioned it as well. Like, that's going to be a huge part of their offense. It's been evident throughout camp. It was evident when I was there on Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is. So you're getting deep passes. You're definitely getting the rushing production, obviously. And you have a fast-paced, fantasy-friendly offense with Cliff Kingsbury there. In 2019 to 2021 with Arizona, Kingsbury's offense is ranked 6th in early down pass rate at 56.5%. They were also 2nd in average seconds per snap. And they easily led the NFL with a 35.5% no-huddle rate. So I love Jaden Daniels. I think, especially after watching him in person, like, he looked so good, so comfortable. I think the talent around him is good enough. Even Austin Eckler looks a lot more explosive. That's going to help him in the passing game too. So Jaden Daniels, if he finished like quarterback 5, quarterback 6, I really wouldn't be surprised. We'll get into the fourth tier, but first, again, the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow. And if you're listening on Thursday, it's tonight. And if you're listening on Friday, then it's the Hall of Fame game is yesterday. But that means football is here. And with football, so are the Circa Pro Football Contest in Vegas. You have Circa Survivor and Circa Millions are now up to a record $16 million in guaranteed prizes. There's two ways to win and absolutely zero rake. Circa Survivor contestants select one team each week with no point spread if you last the longest to win it all, with $10 million guaranteed. Then there's Circa Millions, where you make 5 picks against the spread each week for your share of $6 million guaranteed through quarterly and full season payouts. Sounds easy. It's not. We know the NFL is crazy with upsets and crazy, crazy games every single week. But if you can make 5 picks against the spread each week, you have a chance for $6 million guaranteed, again, through quarterly and full season payouts. You can enter while in Nevada, or you can play from anywhere. To do so, visit circusports.com for details. Tier 4 for me, Jared Goff, Tua Tagovailoa, Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams, and Trevor Lawrence. I've talked about Jared Goff a lot this offseason. I think he is one of the most undervalued quarterbacks in fantasy right now, consistently going as like quarterback 16. I have him closer to quarterback 12. He's been QB 8 and quarterback 10 over the past two seasons in fantasy. I mention all the time his splits indoors and in Detroit. He's got 14 indoor games this season. He's not going to finish as a top 5 quarterback most likely, but again, I truly believe this. Maybe you can make the case for Mahomes now that they added to the wide receiver position, and their offensive line is still in that elite tier as well, but I just don't think anybody has a better supporting cast between coach, play caller, offensive line, and skill position players than Jared Goff in the entire NFL. I just don't think there's... It's Goff, Hurts, and Mahomes that have the best supporting cast, because Hurts still has an elite offensive line. He has arguably the best wide receiver duo in the league, a good tight end, an elite running back, but I just love Jared Goff's situation. Brock Purdy obviously has been great in this San Francisco system. The floor is pretty high for a lot of these players. Like Purdy, top 12 quarterback last season in 9 games. He did have 3 inside the top 5, so there's a little bit of upside there. The supporting cast is great. Tua, like, obviously not going to give you anything with the rushing. He averaged just 2.1 rushing attempts and 4.5 rushing yards per game last season, but he's a candidate to lead the NFL in passing yards. He is in an elite scheme with McDaniel and Tyreek and Waddle, so he's going to be good. I just think it's more of a floor for a lot of these guys. Trevor Lawrence had a down season with some really bad touchdown luck where players were dropping touchdowns, players couldn't get the second foot down, stuff like that. So I expect some natural regression, but a little bit of question marks with the wide receiver situation right now. And then Caleb Williams, like, there's a lot of upside there. Obviously, just carried USC's offense in college. He's been really impressive in camp, making a ton of off-platform throws. We'll give you some rushing production as well. And the wide receiver trio for him is as elite as it gets. So a couple players in this tier, like Caleb Williams, Purdy, Goff, I'm the highest on, I think. But probably unlikely that these guys get into that, you know, first, second tier, if I had to guess. And then after this, right, like you're talking about quarterbacks that really are more, you know, relevant in Superflex and two quarterback formats, players that I think are intriguing for sure. I think there's players that can break out and have some upside if things break right. Players like Will Levis, players like Bryce Young. We know Levis last year, he was like towards the top of the NFL in percentage of passes deep down the field. So you have that upside. You have the fact that Tennessee is in a completely new offense where they're going to be throwing the ball more than basically they ever have. And he's got really good players around him with DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, both running backs. Tyler Boyd's a reliable veteran slot wide receiver. Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Stafford. I like Stafford. I think I'm actually the highest on him in the FTN staff rankings. I have him at quarterback 15. So he probably belongs actually. Yeah, let me move Stafford into that tier we just mentioned with Tua and Jared Goff and company. Mainly because, A, he's one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL, in my opinion, just based off talent. He was great last season, like really, really good. B, you love Sean McVay's offense, and you love, especially after Puka's breakout, you love the skill position players. And C, when that offense was fully healthy, right, when they had everybody healthy, when Kyren, Cooper Kupp, Stafford, and Puka were all healthy and playing all the snaps or the majority of the snaps together, this was not just a good offense, this was an elite offense. They were as good as pretty much anybody but San Francisco in terms of efficiency. In fact, if you look at it, and I wrote about it, 9 games, I think it was, where Stafford, Kyren, Kupp, and Puka were all healthy. During those games, the Rams had the second best offensive DVOA. in the NFL, they averaged 28.5 points per game, and they scored 30-plus points in half of their games. They were elite. So, yeah, Stafford won't give you anything rushing, but I think he's going to be one of the best passers in the league again. Deshaun Watson, you know, they're playing faster. They want to play at a fast pace. They were way more passive in the second half of last season. Granted, a lot of that was because Chubb was out, but I think this will be much less of a just run the ball and play defense team in Cleveland than many think. And Watson has given you like the 20 to 25 rushing yard floor a lot. Kirk Cousins, you like the offense he's in with Zach Robinson. You like the skill position players. He obviously, like Kirk Cousins was, he had a chance to win MVP last season if he stayed healthy. Minnesota was starting to click. He was playing at a high level. So if the Achilles isn't a huge issue for him, he should be good. But clearly in this, probably, he wouldn't be in that Stafford tier for me. He'd be in the next tier with guys like Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. Probably Mayfield, Will Levis. And I like Bryce Young. I've been insanely high on Bryce Young, bouncing back this season, reminding people that he's still a really good football player. I fully trust Dave Canales. I love Deontay Johnson. I love the additions they made. But I think the ceiling is still like not there for him like to be anything more than somebody you stream in favorable matchups when you have players on bye or banged up. So it's why I'm higher on him than most as a player to bounce back and be like a post-type player this season, but not as somebody that really breaks out as somebody that we're trusting in fantasy each week. Like, I think Will Levis has a better chance of doing that just because I think there's more upside with his play style and the offense that he's in. Dave Canales has talked about the same time. He wants to run the ball a lot. So, like, if I'm just shooting for upside, it would be more Levis than Bryce Young. But I think Bryce Young's going to show people that he's still a good football player here in 2024. And then, like, it's tough right now because, like, we don't know if J.J. McCarthy starts week one. He would probably be in this tier two because we saw stretches last season where whoever was starting in place of Kirk Cousins wasn't just, like, okay, but they were actually, like, fantasy relevant for a lot of these games. Right? Like, weeks 14 to 18, Nick Mullins, three top 12 scoring weeks. And then there was a three-week stretch where Josh Dobbs was a starter, who was a QB5, QB3, and QB14 in fantasy. So McCarthy's been playing well in camp, trying to push Sam Darnold for that starting job. If he gets it with, you know, Jefferson, Addison, Aaron Jones, Hockenson at some point, yeah. And he ran a little bit at Michigan too. So I think he could be somebody that pushes into that fourth tier at the ceiling for him if he starts. We just don't know if he's going to start yet, so that's why he's not quite in that tier for me. And then I guess, like, Justin Fields, like, if for whatever reason Russell Wilson can't start the season and we get Justin Fields starting, we know the upside he has. I don't love the offense in terms of, like, skill position players, and they are going to run the football a lot too. But you'd have to think a lot of that rushing production would go to Fields too. Like, they're going to run the ball, use him with his mobility. And I do think it's a good report, like it's a good pairing with him and George Pickens, but I don't love everybody after Pickens and Freiermuth, especially if Rum Wilson's not 100%. I think that'll just about do it, though. Again, we'll see if Russell Wilson, when he gets healthy, but like, I don't think this calf issue, I mean, clearly it isn't, it's not nothing. But that'll do it for me. Quarterback tiers here in 2024, it's obviously a loaded position. I'm excited. I think, like, obviously we would love to get the elite tier, but odds are those guys in a lot of your home league drafts are just going to go too early. So I feel like my plan at quarterback is to, if I'm in like an industry league and the elite tier is falling, I'll take one of those guys in the fourth, fifth round if they fall. But if I'm in a home league and those guys are flying off the board, I'll wait and get Kyler Murray, or I'll wait and get, you know, like Jaden Daniels and pair him with somebody. So a lot of different avenues you can go with the quarterback position. Just such a loaded position. I mean, you have the elite three or four guys. Then you have some, like, it just got even deeper because Stroud was amazing. Richardson, we expect to be amazing and showed that he can be amazing in fantasy. Kyler is back and healthy. Burrow's back and healthy. Jordan Love broke out. Purdy's emerged the last couple seasons. I didn't even mention Justin Herbert, who was kind of in that Stafford range, like right at the edge of that. I don't think they'll be as run heavy as everybody else thinks, but like from a pure talent perspective, like he's still really good. It's just you don't love the offense, you don't love the pass catchers. Like it's just such a loaded position. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, how good can they be? They can make this position, and they will, they've already made this position even more deep. So it's a fun position to talk about, and we'll continue with the tiers discussion. On Thursday, Heath Cummings from CBS Fantasy joins me to talk about the wide receivers, so make sure you check that out. And of course, to know when all the episodes go live, subscribe over on whatever platform you listen to the podcast. Rate, review, really helps us out. Appreciate it. Check out the other podcast too. Jeremy Ratcliffe with The Rant. He's been doing that every day. It's been great. Jeremy Popolars is doing the FTN Dynasty podcast. And if you're looking for some hoops content, Zach Graham, Mike Randall have relaunched the FTN Fantasy Hoops. Actually, it's not even fantasy. It's all basketball. And I'll actually be on it with Zach on Friday. Miss talking to him about some basketball. That'll be fun. So check out all of the podcasts in the FTN Podcast Network. And of course, Stats Hub, premium content, tools, articles, everything you can think of at FTNFantasy.com as we rapidly approach the start of the 2024 NFL season. My name is Adam. Thanks for listening as always. Have a good one. We'll talk to you on Thursday with some wide receiver tiers. Talk to you then. Peace.